perfect. Nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end. Standing tall on the wings of my dream. Rise and fall on the wings of my dream. The rain and thunder, the wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. My life, my dream, and nothing's gonna stop me.
And don't worry about it, they're free.
No, no, Balky, those are free. These are $3.95?
Sorry.
No. What?
We are not here to buy disgusting little cheese dogs. You know, you're the kind of guy supermarket owners love.
Thank you.
It was not a compliment. You obviously don't know the basic rules of shopping.
Of course, along Nipos, we don't have rules for shopping. Come to think of it, we don't have rules for games.
This is America. We have rules for everything. It's what distinguishes us from the unruly.
Of course, would you teach me?
Well, I suppose I could give you a few pointers on comparison shopping.
Well, you're going to have to, because I don't even know where they keep the comparisons.
Now, comparison shopping is when you compare the price of one item with another. For instance, take this rice. Don't take the rice. Which package would you choose?
Well, that one looks nice.
Very nice. And expensive, rule one. Don't fall for the attractive package trick. You have to compare prices. Check the weight. Find the best value.
Well, where is the best value?
That's where this little baby comes in. This is the calculator my father gave me the first time I went shopping alone. Sometime I'll teach you how to use it. Now, 1 pound is $1.92. Divided by 16 ounces, that would be...
12 cents.
12 cents an ounce. All right, 5 pounds is $8.80. That would be...
11 cents.
11 cents an ounce. Now, the next size is... That would be 8 cents an ounce. Therefore, this is the best value.
Of course, and you know, I can't help noticing that the best value weighed 25 pounds.
That's right. By buying the economy size, we can save 4 cents an ounce.
But of course, we have only eaten rice 3 times in the last year.
And that means we won't have to buy rice again for...
16 years.
16 years. Now, if you'll notice, I've arranged the list according to the 4 major food groups.
Wait,
now, that will give us the chance
to balance.
Look, I am trying to explain the rules to you. Do you want to learn about shopping or not?
Yes, I do, but...
All right,
but
Balky. Then, Balky, cousin, just watch and learn.
This is my shopping cart. Learn how to shop.
Oh, Why didn't you tell me I took the wrong cart?
Because I was busy watching and learning.
Tuna fish, 119. Macaroni, 129.
Did you say something?
That was the cash register.
Peanut butter, 249.
Excuse me. My cousin tell me that this cash register is talking.
It is. It's the latest thing in grocery technology. Pretty radical, huh?
For Google
Kids,
69.25. Thank you. Have a
nice day. Cousin, machines that talk. And they're so polite. Cousin, isn't this fun?
Yes, tons. I've got to get some antacid. Don't touch anything.
How are you today?
Well, my day started out kind of rough, actually. Because Larry wanted to go shopping, but he didn't want to take me with him. So we had kind of a big fight, and then we got here, and we had our ups and downs, but when you come to think of it, we always have our ups and downs, you know what I'm saying? And then over there, he let me push the car for about 5 seconds, which I liked quite a lot. And so, I'm happy, you know. I'm happy. How are you today?
Fine.
I didn't touch it.
Hi, I'm Pete Devaney, the manager.
The manager? I didn't touch it. Please don't call the police.
Balky, what's going on? Whatever he did, he's sorry. Balky, tell him you're sorry.
I told him I was sorry, but she kept no papers at me.
It's all right, it's all right, it's all right.
Excuse me, you haven't done anything wrong. As a matter of fact, you've been chosen by our computerized cash register to win our grand opening prize.
A prize? We won a prize, cousin, a prize!
All right, good. Let's just get our oven mitt or whatever we won and get out of here.
Have we won an oven mitt?
No, you have won our grand prize shopping spree.
Balky, did you hear that?
Well, of course I did. Don't be ridiculous.
You know what this means?
I have no idea.
Where have you been? I have been waiting for you for 2 hours.
Oh, cousin, I've been telling all of our neighbors about the free shopping spree. I'm so excited about all the fun we're going to have tomorrow that I don't think I'm going to be able to sleep a wink tonight. I don't know how I'm going to do it. Maybe I'll just count sheep. One. Where do I come up with them?
Balky, this is no time to fool around.
Cousin, you know you're right. This is a time to be serious. Tomorrow is the time to fool around.
Balky, get back here. This shopping spree is serious business now. I have a plan.
Cousin, why is it that every time we have a chance to have fun, you have to have a plan?
Balky, I don't think you understand what kind of opportunity this shopping spree is.
Oh, but I do. It's an opportunity for you to have a plan.
Well, excuse me for being organized. What did you think we would do tomorrow?
Well, you know what I thought? I thought we would run around the supermarket, and every time we see something we like, we throw in the cart it.
Oh, just run around the supermarket and throw in the cart things. Balky, do you know what we would wind up with? 800 pounds of ding-dongs.
Oh, Corson, that is not fair, and that is not true. And that is not right. course, I would also like to pick up some of those cheese franks. And some of those potato chips that taste like tacos.
All right.
And some after-dinner mints, yes. Which, you, as you know, we are all out.
All right, fine. Good. That is one way to go. Let us call that Plan Z. Now, let us listen to my plan, which we will call Plan A. Now, I have made a diagram of the supermarket and labeled all the sections where we have to go.
What is gourmet section?
The gourmet section is where they keep the expensive foods like caviar and escargot.
Oh.
All right.
What a day.
Caviar and escargot? Fish eggs and snails. They are considered delicacies.
Well, on me post, they are considered fertilizer. I don't want to eat that stuff. You can just count me out and down in Beverly Hills.
Falky. You don't understand. We are not going to eat the food.
Well, silly me. Why would I think we would eat the food? This morning I must have got up on the wrong side of my brain.
If I could just finish. I stopped by Chez Robert and I talked to the chef. He'll buy everything we get. We'll sell him the food, take the money, and buy this.
A living bra.
No, this. An air conditioner.
Oh, course we don't need an air conditioner.
Falky, have you forgotten last summer?
Well, of course I haven't. Don't be ridiculous. It was my first summer in America. I was drinking in the sights and sounds of a new country. I was learning the difference between beta and VHS.
The weather. The heat. Do you remember the heat?
Well, it wasn't the heat so much. It was really the humidity, oh. You know. Not on a shirt, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It's ringing wet.
Excuse me. Balky. The point that I am so desperately trying to make here is that we...
The air conditioner?
Yes, the air conditioner, Belky. Look, this air conditioner could cool off the whole apartment for this summer, especially your room. Belky?
My room?
Yes, think about it.
Well, maybe it wouldn't hurt to give your plan a little listen.
Yes, thank you. Look, now, we will have one cart and 3 minutes to get as much as we can. That means we'll have to maximize our value per cubic foot of cart space. Now, the rules say we cannot use any baggage, but it says nothing about pockets. So in the event we run out of cart space, we will be wearing special outfits with lots of pockets.
Well, I had a whole outfit picked out, you know, with...
Well, I'll tell you what, why don't you just wear that outfit at some other shopping spree, okay? All right, now, we will hit the meat department and go straight to the expensive cuts. No ground beef, I repeat, no hamburger. Then, we'll swing by the produce section. The failure of the cassava crops has pushed the price of those melons right through the roof. Then, it's over to the gourmet section. You get the escargot, I'll get the caviar. If the price of the whitefish is still up, we'll clean them out. Any questions so far? Balky.
Does Sylvester Stallone do his own stunts?
What I meant was, are there any questions about the shopping spree?
Oh, no, not the one.
Good. All right, let's go back and analyze each section. When we get to the meat section...
cute outfits.
Well, thank you, dear, but of course that is planned. You know, we can carry twice our body weight.
We're about to start.
Marianne, do you need anything besides the shampoo?
Oh, no thanks. I think I'm fine on conditioner. Larry, do you think you'll have enough time to get my nail polish?
Nail polish?
Of course, and I told the girls, we get them a few things.
Super. Balky, could I speak to you for just a moment? Excuse us. What are you doing?
Well, I thought it would be nice to get some things for our neighbors.
We can't do that!
But Mrs. Schlegel-Mills needs some salami.
Balky, we only have 3 minutes to get everything on our list.
Of course, and I promised.
Well, you shouldn't have. Balky, this is going to throw the plan way off.
Well, then we just change the plan.
Change the plan? We can't change the plan right before we start. Why do you think they call it a plan?
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? The contest is about to begin. Gather around. Welcome to our grand opening celebration. I'd like to introduce you to our shopping spree winners, Mr. Balky Bartakamas.
Yay!
And Mr. Larry Appleton.
Yay!
Now remember, boys, you will have exactly 3 minutes to cross this finish line before the buzzer sounds or you lose everything. Shoppers, take your marks.
Coulson, you know, I don't understand why we don't have time to be nice to our neighbors.
I tell you what, we'll throw them a dinner party. Stick to the plan.
Ready, set, shop!
Going.
Well, I thought they would get Marianne's shampoo before
you
I could get
it. You can get it later. Stick to the plan.
Roast three. Roast one. Roast two. Roast three.
Ham.
Four. Ham one. Ham two. Ham three. Ham four.
Turkey.
Three. Oh, God. Turkey one. Turkey two. Turkey three.
Pheasants.
Nine. To me, she said, Balky, if you get the chance, baby, you gotta pick up some of that because she's gonna make her antipasto for her son.
Forget the salami. We've got to get to the cassavas.
Oh. 2 minutes.
But what about Marianne's shampoo? Listen, it's right over there. We just got to get it. And it's just gonna be 2 minutes.
Forget her shampoo.
Oh, yes. Oh, stop it. It's getting.
We've got to get to the cassavas.
Here is the shampoo.
All right, here.
Come on, Balky.
All right,
like that.
Squeeze bottle or two.
All right. Here. Shampoo. Now let's get to the gourmet section.
Oh wait, I see the diapers for Mrs. Falvey.
We got to go to the diapers. All right, get the diapers. Balky, whitefish. $19.95 a pound.
Looks like spawning season. Well, I guess I got it.
We have 30 seconds to get the caviar.
But Cousin, if we don't go right now, we'll lose everything. We'll lose everything we go.
I'm not leaving without the caviar.
Oh, but oh, Cousin, what the
10 seconds.
We did it. $635.
Cousin, that's enough to buy the air conditioner and the living bra. And we had fun, too.
You had fun?
Well, always, cousin. Always. That's why they call me the Jerry Lewis of meatballs.
Why is it always work for me and fun for you?
Well, I don't know, Corson. Maybe because you spend so much time making plans and you don't leave enough time to have fun.
No, that's not true.
Oh, Corson.
That's not true.
Oh,
it's
Corson,
not true.
All right. What are you going to do now? You're going to make a plan to buy an air conditioner.
Well, that only makes sense. If you've got a comparison shop, you've got to find the best deal.
Yes, but Corson, you're not going to have any fun.
I'll have an air conditioner.
Yes, but you're not going to have any fun.
I'll have an air conditioner.
All right, Corson, do you want to have fun?
Oh,
do you? Oh, do you? Oh, do you want to have fun?
Yes, I do.
All right. Now listen. On Meepos, we have a saying. If you got a wise zwicky, popo sticky picky ticky. Need I say more?
A little more might be helpful. Oh.
It says, if you let your hair down, you might be surprised what you find in it.
You know, Balky, in your own odd way, you're right. And you are going to teach me how to loosen up.
I am? How I do that?
I am going to give you this money. I want you to spend every last penny of it.
But of course it has...
I don't care how you do it, because I know whatever you do, it'll be fun, a little bit crazy, and totally spontaneous.
Well, of course that I... 635 smackaloos.
You know, I feel terrific. I feel as if this great weight has been lifted from my shoulders.
Well, you know, I do too. But...
Balky, what are you going to do with all that money?
Wait a minute. Do you mean, do I have a plan?
No, that's not what I mean. Just that if I'm going to learn how to be less rigid, I want to know how you're going to do it in a very loosely structured, you know, free kind of way.
Well, I'll tell you. Marianne is going to have a birthday soon, and I thought what I would do is rent one of those aeroplanes that spits smoke out of the back end and right in the sky, and I would have it say, "Happy birthday, Marianne from guess who?" Now, doesn't that sound like fun? Doesn't it sound like fun?
Balky,
what?
Give me the money.
No!
Give me the money.